Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Here we go. Hour one, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We got 4.5 hours of sports coming up for you. General at your service, Eddie's. There's Broadus, the former Cowboy Scout, the Super Bowl champion. Krusty's Corner's coming up at 3:40. Joseph Hoyt in an hour. Okay, there's Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup Master Control here, 75 and 635. Fix it to go 4.5 flawless. Wolchuk and Chiafalo are here, of course, your nosebleed brothers. Aiden Butler is coordinating your video. You could watch us at 105 through thefan.com, Twitch, YouTube, and of course, the Tolo's best backup. His best friend is the Odyssey app, always there for you when you need it most. Okay. We'll talk Rangers in a minute, guys. Crosstalk ended with Bobby Wagner talk and Hagee endorsing him. I was wondering how, Broadus, you feel about Bobby Wagner, and Wolchuk, how you feel about him at this stage in his career.
Yeah, I think Bobby Wagner is probably a two-down player that is still really good against the run. I think he can give you some blitz abilities, is super intelligent, has that football IQ that you want. And I think that he can help when you've got a young linebacker room, which they really have. Like DeMarvian Overshown still hasn't even played really a full season when you look over his game log because of injuries. Shamar James, Justin Barron, you just drafted Barham. Like these are all guys that he could probably help with. I do think last year it was the coverage aspect of it. So I think that he would be a good depth piece. I just wonder if they look at that now and it's like if we had a camp injury, you know, knock on wood, God forbid, that would be maybe an in-season move that you would make.
903 says, I would like to sign yes on that Bobby Wagner petition. If Clowney still has gas, so does Bobby. That's from our guy Tim in Carthage.
What up, Timbo?
You know, and I don't know. I spent a good portion of the early offseason endorsing, hey, go get veteran linebackers, go get somebody he can tackle, and that's huge. I just want to know what Christian Parker specifically wants because I don't think – after doing a more thorough review, like Wagner can't go sideline to sideline anymore. And just about every linebacker in the NFL can and does, you know, if this was the 1960s, 1970s, yeah, Bobby Wagner's still going, you know, we're getting 125 tackles out of this guy. He's playing between the tackles. I mean, he's in the A gap. He's in the B gap. He's crushing it, you know, but what I wonder is if Bobby Wagner is now too slow footed for any modern defense, much less Christian Parker's, that's going to ask him to be pretty dynamic and cover the flats and, you know, maybe even go up the seam with tight ends. I don't think Bobby Wagner cannot do that. He would get dusted. Like watching him play, I would just say if you are on pro Bobby Wagner's side right now, I get it. You look at the stats, he produced a lot. It's almost startling how slow he is.
Yeah.
It's shocking. Is what it is. It's like, holy crap, that's a starter in the NFL still? That guy looks like he was washed up 2 years ago.
I mean, I'd be more interested, and I know he's also been a hurt guy in his career, but Matt Milano from Buffalo, who's a free agent's name that I look at and I'm like, I'd be interested in a workout. You know, he's a guy that's been really good in his career and has been one of the more underrated linebackers. He's just had injury issues.
Yeah, I like Matt Milano myself. I was going to ask you guys a question. You ever seen Bobby Wagner rush the passer?
Like, as outside of just blitzing?
He's just a blitzer. As a guy that attacks the pocket. Have you ever seen him do this?
I haven't been looking for that, but I don't think so.
He's one of the best linebackers in the league when it comes to blitzing.
He is still?
Yeah. He is.
Okay.
His pass coverage grade is absolutely what you think it is.
Okay.
It's you know, he is a 90% run defender and a 50% pass defender.
Yeah.
But if you put him in a role
okay.
where he attacks the pocket
all right.
and you don't put him in space, then you got a guy. You got a guy that could like he is a handful for backs to have to deal with because of how big he is.
All right. Yeah, I see right here. I mean, just last year from Pro Football Focus, he was the second-ranked linebacker out of 88 when it comes to blitzing.
Yeah.
So he's got timing. He's got a little short area burst.
How about downhill?
How about awareness?
Yeah.
How about power?
All right.
How about a feel for how to play as a pass rusher? I think that if you talk about him as a two-down player, which is absolutely fair.
Yeah.
But like coaches, this is what coaching matters. You know, if you get a guy and you're like, how am I going to use this guy?
Yeah.
How am I going to use him? Like, oh, I'm going to put him in coverage. Well, then you deserve to get fired.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if you play Bobby Wagner as a like two-down linebacker playing the run, and then all of a sudden, like, okay, I'm going to take him off the field on third down, and then the next series I'm going to leave him on the field on third down.
And just blitz him.
And blitz him.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna ever ask him, and maybe the guys, the Rams guy and the 49ers guy and the Seattle Seahawks guy.
They could force him.
Maybe they force him to have to play some coverage.
All right.
But now it's Christian Parker's job to say, listen, I'm going to play enough corners and safeties where I don't have to put him in coverage.
Well, and look, N'Kobe Dean's strength wasn't coverage. That's really kind of how Christian Parker used N'Kobe Dean.
For sure. Yeah, he was a really, really good blitzer for him.
Dick Fangio, yeah.
I mean, at least N'Kobe Dean was part of a good defense, though. Like, Washington's defense was god-awful last year, you know? So how good is a player who was part of a horrible, horrible defense is, you know, a part of this?
Well, would you
say that about
Vaughn?
That about Quinnen Williams?
That's what I knew exactly.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, it's like if we were doing radio in another market and you said, well, how good could Quinnen Williams be? Well, he's not a horrible defense, and I'm like, you're right.
Okay,
but he was not one of the horrible players.
So you think there is a role for a linebacker in this league that can stop the run and blitz? How many times a year are you going to blitz? 25, 30?
That's what I'm saying, though. If you tell me he is one of the top two or three linebackers in the league when it comes to attacking the pocket, I'm figuring something out.
How are you going to be multiple? How are you going to be versatile against a variety of schemes?
When
you have a guy that can only play the run, like that's one of Christian Parker's things. You're looking for,
I'm playing a 4-2-5, and I'm playing him as a Mike linebacker.
All right,
that's what I'm doing. He's not having to play. You're playing him as really. You're playing him as a run defender.
Mm-hmm.
You're not really playing him as a pass or as a cover guy. You're playing him as an occasional, like maybe occasional blitzer.
Won't offenses line up and say, yeah, we're running psych. Bobby Wagner's on the field. We're sure as hell passing over the middle now.
Well, you know, that's why you got, that's why you drafted that kid from Ohio State. And that's why you that's why you went out and got Thompson. And that's why you went out and got all these safeties. So hopefully you don't have a problem in the middle of the field.
I mean, but one guy's enough to bust, isn't it? And for Christian Parker, everybody's going to be in position.
His defense is capable of seven guys busting on a play. You know, we've seen that before.
Yeah,
I you know what
the thing about
Bobby Wagner that's interesting. And listen, the Milano one is more interesting to me.
I'm intrigued by Milano. Yeah,
but the problem is he can't stay healthy.
No, that is an issue.
He can't stay healthy.
And Wagner is a pretty healthy guy.
Yeah,
he is.
Oh, he's not going to miss any games. But the thing about it is, you know, can you – and I don't think you have to hide the guy. But
no,
but what you do is when you're playing with five defensive backs, you make up for Bobby Wagner being on the field is what you do.
Yeah.
So if you're going to play 4-2-5 all day, and when I say 4-2-5, four down linemen, two linebackers, five in the secondary. When you play that, you could find ways to get around a Mike linebacker.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, and I would assume Bobby Wagner would want to start if you signed him. So if you're going 4-2-5, which I agree with you, are you sitting D. Winters, Overshown? Are we just rotating?
Well, listen, my level of comfort for Overshown is pretty low.
Yeah, that might work itself out.
Yeah. Then how much money would Bobby Wagner want? I think is big. How much are you willing to allocate?
Did we lose him for $10 million one time?
Yeah,
that was a few years ago.
Did
we lose him for
$10 million
somewhere?
How much cap space do the Cowboys have now? I think it's around 10. I think if you got Bobby Wagner,
these are things I should look up every day.
Yeah. He tapped out. Yeah, I think I saw it. What is it, Chief?
It was, well, $8 million guaranteed is what Wagner had last year with the Commanders.
Okay.
So I got to see what the Cowboys cap space is currently.
All righty. We'll circle back around on this. Joseph Hoyt Morning News coming up at 3 o'clock. He wrote today, or I think he posted this last night, an article, five guys the Cowboys could add this summer, and Bobby Wagner was one of them.
We always love to add Bobby Wagner.
Yeah.
He's been a name for a while.
Bobby Wagner is a name we've tried to add for the last 8 years.
They got 13 mil according to Over the Cap.
I mean, I'm just fascinated to know if a guy that looks that limited can actually be a good player on a good defense. Are you damage control tackling 125 times? Because when you watch him play, it is a very old man. And he's hard to block still. I love finding out that he's great at blitzing. Because this actually does present the possibility. And if the brain works, brain's smart. Will Christian Parker and the Cowboys defense look at him like an asset or a liability? You know, how complete does your skill set need to be to play for these Cowboys?
I'm letting D Winters, I'm letting him run, and I'm letting Bobby Wagner play behind that nose tackle and those four eyes, and saying, I'm going to play this run defense with four guys, and everybody else, if they want to throw the ball on us, everybody else is responsible for the throwing of it. That's what I'm looking at. I'm saying I got four guys to play the run and seven guys to defend the pass, if that's what we're going to do. But so I'm doing everything that I can not to put Bobby Wagner in a situation where he has to cover. I know I said that earlier.
Yeah.
But if you're getting crushed on the outside because Bobby Wagner is playing inside, well then, you know, that's something you have to, but that means you're not very good at outside linebacker. That means you're not very good at 4-eye or five. No. Those are the four eyes and the five and the head up guys, that's responsible for the run.
Yeah, Rashawn Gary and Donovan Azaraku,
all those guys. Yeah, they got rid of Oso Digizua because they didn't think he can handle the run as a 4-eye. So they're thinking like, okay, let's play the run with these four guys and let's defend the pass with these guys if we have to.
I like it. All right, we're off and running here. It's the G-Back Nation and the Fan. Last night gave you the keys to Rangers victory, and what did I say? What was my second key?
I think
watch
you said
out for Yordan.
Yeah,
yeah.
Might want to consider walking Yordan Alvarez.
Yeah,
and they made a huge mistake. Our guy Alexander throwing a 3-0 pitch right down the middle. Alvarez knocks it out of the park.
Yeah,
4-3, gut wrenching.
My 87-year-old dad goes, "F, he crushed that one."
Yeah,
you know?
He does, man.
Yeah, Dad, he did. He crushed him. He's crushed a couple.
Baseball.
Dad's like going to me. He goes, "Does he hit a home run every time he comes up?"
And I'm against the Rangers.
He asked me. He did. He goes, "That guy hit a home run every time he comes up." I said, "Pretty much against the Rangers, yeah." Pretty much.
Is this four or five home runs this series?
He is just
four.
He is sawing them. Okay.
Yeah.
So hopefully the Rangers can earn the split tonight and progress into the weekend against the Royals. Nice. Evan Grant had some incredible details on the situation. Alvarez was hitting under 200 against lefty sliders. He hadn't hit a home run on that pitch against a lefty since 2022.
Yeah.
It's like, holy crap, can you be a little bit more snake bit? And there have been 17 previous 3-0 lefty-on-lefty homers, according to StatCast, in the last decade. Like, it just doesn't happen what happened. He's probably winging that thing in there like there's no way he's hitting this out of the ballpark.
Did you feel like, though, when you saw the ball leave his hand and it was kind of just ending up in the middle of the plate that it was going to be.
Why did you just throw him a strike?
Yeah, it was like, why did you do that?
Yeah.
I mean, no, seriously, I as soon as I saw where the ball was located, I'm like, how does he miss that? He's not going to miss that.
Well, Skip postgame needs to say, like, we should have walked him. Yeah. I mean, the defense of like, yeah, you know what, it wasn't a bad pitch.
You don't
pitch,
want to put the winning run on.
It was a bad pitch. It was 3-0 right down 3-0. The pipe.
You should have walked Yordan Alvarez. The dude's killed you. He's got six home runs against you this season. It's unreal.
Okay, Jock Peterson is a man on a mission, so let's celebrate our guy Jock a little bit. Two homers, 3-for-4. Rangers only had 3 more hits, though.
Yeah.
So they fall to Houston, and they'll be back at it tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7:05 first pitch. They slide back to 25-30. And the Rangers are going to go with Nathan Eovaldi, but they got to face Arrighetti.
Yeah, he's a dog.
Flipping Arrighetti again tonight.
Yeah, 7 innings of no-hit ball the last time he played him.
Okay.
Take the under tonight, I think, is a good play.
Yeah, I like that. Although, I'm hoping. What did you term this in spring training? A bag stealing offense?
Yeah.
I think they're heading that direction. Evan Grant posting a separate article today. That's what adding that Ricky Lopez was all about yesterday. Apparently, he's like a flea on the base paths. So you get him on, you start sending him, and they're talking about... So CY had this quote in the article. They do have six hitters who are above league average in OPS right now, which is kind of crazy. But they're doing some pretty good things. So maybe at the bottom of the lineup, says CY, they're going to try to put the game in motion a little bit more, and that'll make it more entertaining, won't it?
Yeah, well, they should have done it yesterday with Evan Carter. He had opportunities to run, and he didn't. So I don't know. I'll believe it when I see it. I think the idea is a nice idea. Will they execute it out on the diamond? Remains to be seen.
Grant also pointing out that Brandon Nimmo subtly hinting earlier this week. I missed it, but apparently he was talking about it's time for the lineup to play as a team and not as individuals. Mm. So he's kind of magnifying that message across the fan base and hopefully in the clubhouse. We've been hearing this story for a long time, haven't we?
Well, certainly last offseason it came out in a big way. Big reason why Marcus Semien's not here. Also him declining in play.
Yeah, Kevin Pillar showed up and spent a couple of weeks here and was like, yep, they're just all playing for themselves. It's not a connected clubhouse. And I mean, that's tough. You change skippers. I thought the idea that maybe Boach was just the old grandpa that let you do whatever the hell you wanted was kind of playing for me. And I was thinking Skip's going to be younger, more at it, more urgent. Hey, guys, let's get on the same page with the energy and all that. But either he hasn't wanted to make it a point of emphasis or the chemistry's just off, you know? Like chemistry, sometimes you can want to have good chemistry, but you don't.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's time to blow this thing up.
That's what I think.
You know, maybe that's the most compelling reason. It does seem like maybe the ballpark's in the guy's heads a little bit as far as getting no hit three times at the Globe since 2020.
Well, it shouldn't be, guys. Look at what Yordan Alvarez does anytime he shows up here. Look at what Jock's now doing. You can hit home runs in that ballpark.
Yeah.
That seems to not be a fair excuse to use anymore.
Got
to
barrel
it's
it
possible.
Up. Okay, we got to run. We got the G-Bag of the Day champion on the other side. Then Woolchuck's top 10, buddy. Where are you taking him?
God, what a glorious day it is. National Hamburger Day. Mm. Fresh, new, top 10 best burgers in Dallas right now. 877-881-1053. Where's your best burger? That's next in the nation.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We got the champ here. And then the top 10 segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius.
All right, going for two today at 5:30. Going for two. I got some John Blaze, so you don't want to miss 5:30. Come back or stick around, whichever one you got to do, Playboy. I got you. Let's go to Cubs Baseball Channel on YouTube. Cubs Baseball Channel on YouTube. They were talking to the Cubs Hall of Fame catcher, Jody Davis. And they were talking about mound visits. And we always are wondering what they're saying up there on the mound. What is he saying to that guy? Is he telling him, is he cooked? He's had enough?
And
is he encouraging him? What is he saying?
Jason Alexander was getting rocked the other night. His catcher came out when it was about 7-0 or something like that. And I was thinking the same thing, like, dude, because he was saying a lot in a hurry, urgently. Get it figured out, bro.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to say one thing. Bruh. Bruh, what are we doing? Yeah, they tell a story about a mound visit. It's a kind of long story, but it pays off at the end. Bam. Hold on. Whole lot of choppers on that ass.
What's the craziest thing that ever happened in a mound conversation when you would come out from behind the plate and you'd go to the mound?
Oh, God. It's got to be a Rick Sutcliffe story. We're in Cincinnati, and when a Red hits a home run, they shoot fireworks while he's running around the bases. Boom, 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 boom. Well, Sutcliffe shakes me off one day and gives up a freaking solo, and the runner's running the bases, the fireworks are booming. And so the next guy comes up, and we get in the middle of the count. Suck gives up another one. Back to back, fireworks are going off, boom, 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 boom. So I go out to the mound, and he's screaming at me before I even get to the dirt. Get back behind the plate. I know I made a mistake. Yada, yada. Why are you coming out here? Go back. We get in the middle of the count, and he gives up another one, back to back to back.
Jeez.
So now Billy Connors, the pitching coach, is coming out, and the same thing. Such starts screaming at him when he's coming across the third baseline. And he's yelling at him at Big Sutcliffe, and why are you coming out here, Billy? Damn it, I know I made a mistake. Why are you coming out here? Why are you coming out here, Billy? And Billy Connors looked at him and said, I'm just giving that fireworks guy time to reload. And he turned around and walked back to the dugout.
That's so good, man.
Yeah.
He shakes me off, gives off a home run. It's
quick on his feet, that guy.
Very quick, yeah.
Very quick. All-timer, man. Love it.
It's incredible.
Tune in tonight, 5:30, see if that champ can make it two in his pursuit of five, the great Jody Davis. Going to be hard to beat it for me, you know?
Yeah, that's a great story.
I remember opening up packs of Fleer and Tops in the 80s and pulling Jody Davis's and Rick Sutcliffe's right and left. You know, so that's that's pulling at my nostalgia, Wolchuck. Here he is with his top 10.
All right, we're going to get to hamburger talk here. We do have the MLB owners are proposing a salary cap for the first time since the 94 strike season. The floor for the salary cap for 2027 would be just over $171 million. The salary cap ceiling would be $245.3 plus a 50-50 revenue share. So there are a handful of teams that would be well over this right now. The Dodgers, of course, being one. The Rangers would not be one of those teams that would have to get under the salary cap. We'll see how this happens, how this goes with the negotiations. And then the approval of the new NBA tanking proposal. It's out, and it's been accepted. So we'll have that new lottery format starting next year as well, where the lottery is going to extend out to 16 teams.
Even odds with the worst three getting penalized a little bit for being so bad.
That's the one.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
And so now you're going to have teams fighting to stay out of the bottom three.
Right. And I guess some of the NBA beat writers are saying this will be like less incentive to be trading draft picks because now it's not, you know, you're not so sure what you'll be picking.
Mm-hmm.
So this certainly will have layers to it. And I'm excited to kind of see how this all plays out. And I'm also excited about the salary cap proposal here. I mean, what you have the Dodgers, the Mets, the Yankees, the Blue Jays, the Phillies, the Red Sox, the Padres, and the Braves are the eight clubs that would have to reduce payroll. So I don't know. I could definitely see the Players Committee, the Players Association, like, nah, we're going to push against this, but we'll see how these talks go moving forward. I think this is going to be a long summer of negotiation. All right, it is National Hamburger Day. Happy Hamburger Day, everybody. And there are quite a lot of offers across the Metroplex right now. They got a lot of BOGO deals that are going down. Buy one, get one deals. Deep discounts on the menu today for National Burger Day. Buffalo Wild Wings offering 50% off any burger ordered through the Buffalo Wild Wings Go for takeout or delivery. You've got Eric's favorite, Burger King.
Oh, wow. They give those for free every day.
Royal Perks members can score a free burger with any purchase of $3 or more through the Burger King app or website. DQ. That's what I like about Texas. $1 off any signature stack burger, including the Backyard Bacon Ranch, Bacon Cheese Deluxe, the Flamethrower, the Cheese Deluxe, and the original cheeseburger for rewards. Shake Shack's doing a free Shake Shack burger with any purchase of $10 or more. Steak and Shake. You just got to wear or show an American flag item in store for a free double steak burger.
That's a pretty good deal right there.
That's a good one.
Walk in there for free.
Whataburger, free Whataburger to customers who order a medium fry and medium drink online or by scanning the app in store. And Sonic is doing a free Sonic Smasher or All-American Smasher with a $5 purchase. This is actually going up until the end of the month. So, boom. You got some good deals out there.
I need
there.
To try that. I like the Supersonic Cheeseburger. I don't think I've had one of their Smash
I haven't either.
Burgers.
But, I mean, I used to think that Sonic Burgers were really bad, and then they upped their game. And I think now they're actually one of the better fast food burger out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Sonic has – I got a lot of respect for Sonic.
They've definitely done a great job. 817, best burger I've ever had is the El Diablo Smash at 407 Barbecue in Argyle. And I'm a fat guy, so trust me.
Yeah, I mean – a burger from a barbecue spot.
Hurtado's burger.
Is usually going to bring heat, man.
I've heard Hard Eight has a really good one.
Yeah. Oh, do they really?
Yep. I have not tried it, but supposedly they've got a good one there. But Hurtado's was delicious when we went there and got that smash burger they're making. Absolutely fantastic. A lot of love to Twin Peaks. They do it right. Jake's Burgers, who's had us out there. I mean, yeah. They're absolutely fantastic. The turkey burger, Brian.
I love the turkey burger.
Outstanding. Of course, Whataburger, tried and true right there. But we're spoiled with a lot, and the Dallas Observer just came out 2 days ago with their new list of the best burgers in Dallas right now. One of the burger places on this list we have discussed in previous years, and it's one that Lucius actually told us about. Lucius, you were in your bag with
this. Man, my secret's out.
Tastemaker.
Whatever it is, my secret's out.
It is. And
now there's going to be a line and weird hours. Yeah, we only opened two hours on Saturday.
Yeah, you better get
gotta get here early.
45 minutes. Should have gate kept it.
It's Blackjack Pizza, man.
Oh, hell yeah.
Blackjack
absolutely.
Pizza. Yes. Yep. Blackjack Pizza is still one of the sleeper
it's a
hits.
Huge burger. Cooked the old-fashioned country way.
Have you, do you have a new burger spot? I know, like, when the fair comes around, that's one of your go-tos.
Absolutely.
We've talked about Keller's. We've talked about Wingfield's, which are not featured on the list, but those are outstanding.
Lately, I've been going to this place called The Ranch in Las Colinas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Really good burger.
Okay.
You know, they cook right there on the flame.
Yeah.
Tastes so good, dog. And if I'm in Grand Prairie and I want a burger, Passion Cafe.
Passion Cafe.
It's a food truck. It's parked over there by Forever Young Records in that parking lot on a weekend. Fire!
I love a good food truck. Passion Cafe. I'm going to
Passion
have to write that
Cafe
down
over there by Forever Young. You can make a day out of it. Go to Forever Young, get you some old records.
That sounds fun. So we've got, this is not ordered 1 through 10. So I'm just going from I went through the top as 1 and just went down to 15. So your honorable mentions here at the bottom of the list. But we start with Skyrocket Burger, which has multiple locations across the Metroplex. That has been featured previously. We've talked about that on this list. They use quarter-pound Angus beef patties, all ground on site. It's not the fancy type of burger. It's like the one that brings you back to your childhood. That's what they're doing there at Skyrocket Burger. The Peak Inn off North Peak Street is an affordable, no-frills hangout. Burgers here are taken seriously, but not like $27 serious, okay? The Lil Kahuna Burger is a house favorite. It's made with 2 1/3-pound patties ground in-house from scratch Thousand Island dressing and a slice of American queso. Local bakery Signature Baking provides the bun, which is buttered and toasted. That kitchen stays open until 1:30 a.m. every night.
That's fantastic.
You also have Maple and Motor, which made the top 10 last year.
I brought you that one time.
Yep, that's off Preston. Jack Perkins opened his Humble Burger abode back in 2009, and it does make most of your best burgers in DFW list. The burgers are a mix of brisket and chuck seared on a hot griddle. Perkins does not have time to fuss with things. The meat-to-fat ratio here has no shame. In a 2023 social media job post, the restaurant boasted of its highest sales ever in 15 years of business. So they're doing really well in Maple and Motor.
Yeah, and I think the original was on Maple Avenue, like kind of near Love Field.
Yes, and then the new one is right off Preston Road.
Yeah, you the one from Preston.
That they've opened
up.
Mine, yeah. Then Knox Bistro, which was previously up on Knox, is a classic French restaurant. but they sneak in the Le Burger au Poivre, which comes blessed in a classic rich French peppercorn cream sauce that is then ladled over the patty, forming a pool of love on the plate. This is a knife and fork situation burger. Use the final piece of the toasted bun to then soak up every speck of that delicious sauce, or you can just lick the damn plate clean. Mm. Now, how do you feel about a knife and fork burger?
It's not something I'm accustomed to nor familiar with. I'd like to think I would attack that things with my bare hands.
You do it with pizza?
I do not do it with pizza.
Okay. I don't
usually.
I've never had one knife and fork, but I could see it if it's like a cheesy thick sauce that's going to get all over my hands.
I'll tell you.
Is that what we're doing here? We've doused it in so much sauce that you have to knife and fork it?
Yes, that's what it sounds like. It's like a pool of sauce that the burger's sitting in.
I'll tell you what, I've only seen it knife and fork for a sandwich with like a roast beef dip. If they take the whole sandwich and they put the the juice on
the
it. Au jus on it, and then they dip it in the au jus again. Then you get bun disintegration, kind of. So you got to go with the knife and fork to eat it. But that would be the only thing if it just got too wet.
Bun disintegration.
Yeah.
Bun disintegration.
That's what sidelined Dwight Howard at one point, didn't it?
It sure did.
Get the best to you.
Walton Waco is shouting out Fred's Texas Cafe, Fort Worth Western Central location. That is.
Can I shout out Burger House over there?
Burger House is and that's a.
My friend Chris Canellis, the Greek.
Yeah.
These guys were there right across from SMU.
That's a tried and true spot right there.
Place to eat.
Is that the place you guys used to go to after the bars closed?
I don't think the Greek. Oh, one time Greek, he opened the doors for us. We all went out drinking one night, and we went into and made our own burgers and stuff.
Yes, yeah. I remember that story. Yeah, okay, so it was just one time?
Yeah, we've done that before. Like, he's like, hey, man, you guys hungry? And I'm like, yeah, I can always eat. And he
happened to own a burger spot.
Next thing we're standing there, and he's opening the door at the Burger House.
That's
awesome. We're firing up the flat top, you know?
The final honorable mention is Herbie's in Oak Cliff. It is
I've
a throwback simple
about
burger spot. South Dallas neighborhood. Yeah. Menu and jukebox are all retro. They do a smash burger.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Hey. OG smash comes with American cheese, thinly sliced sauteed onions, and a beef patty smashed into an odd shape.
You like the sauteed onions?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm cool with both.
I like a nice, maybe some yellow or that purple onion on that joint.
With the crunch.
You want the crunch.
You like the raw.
Yeah. People are doing a lot making it kind of the onion jam. You know, they're making it kind of really breaking it down.
Caramelize it, you know, get it really, I'm a fan of a good grill.
Do they completely take out the chunks in that? In an onion jam?
Well, onion jam, it's just cooked down to, again, I'm going to use the word disintegration. It really
it down.
Is. It's almost like a jelly.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to try that.
Do you like the onion flavor?
Do you get full disintegration?
You would probably, it'd probably work for you.
Is it like a condiment?
You don't want to do it because you don't like the crunch.
The crunch, the texture of a lot of vegetables.
Cooking it down, you can make onion jam. It'd take an hour and a half to actually make it. I mean, you start with all these onions, and then it comes down to where it's just a little pile of it, you know. But man, it's like
the stars of death trying to make that.
Yeah, right.
If you do it right, it takes about an hour to do it.
But it sounds worth it.
Yeah.
10 is Good Friend Beer Garden and Burger House off PV Road.
Well,
this
sounds
in East
fun.
Dallas.
What the hell?
Yes, so this is, this place has a burger named after Anthony Bourdain. Chef David Pena has built this burger with 2 6-ounce smash patties and double American
Everybody's
cheese slices.
Doing smash Lucius.
Q-pie mayo, which is Japanese mayo.
Japanese, yeah.
They've hooked me on the smash, dude.
Pickles, lettuce, tomato. It's perfect.
That's surprising because you do not, you always eat multiple patties on your burger. So I figure a smash one would not be down your wheelhouse.
Well, you could probably fit. I mean, if you're going a triple usually, you might be able to go with like a 6.
I've always seen him like, all right, throw 2 more patties on that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, generally, but like.
You could go for more meat.
You just read 2 6-ounce patties, so now we're talking 12 ounces of meat on there. So, I mean,
maybe
you add one more and you're good.
Yeah. Burger Schmurger, which they brought burgers up to us and is delicious.
That was good. Thanks to them for doing that.
Fantastic place.
Top tier, dude.
Blackjack Pizza, which is at 8, which Lucius told us about a few years ago.
Well, how's the pizza there then, Lucius?
Damn good. It's huge,
Where is this place?
Zafdino?
Yeah.
There's two of them.
MLK or something like that?
Yeah, they've got two. You're right. MLK Junior Drive and then North Street, Augustine Road.
All right. I got to go to this place now.
We've got Juicy Joint off Frankford Road. Comes in at number 7.
Juicy Lucy. We did that here one time.
6 is the Burger House.
Yeah.
There you go.
Go get him, Chris Knelson. Chris is a...
rushing it.
Yeah, he's a Tolo. He'll listen to
Burger
us.
Burger House.
This one's an interesting one. Number 5.
That's their jingle, right?
Yeah, pretty
Burger
close.
Burger House.
It kind of, you could use it with another famous sponsor.
With Rally House?
Yeah.
Dota Burger and Sushi. Crutcher Street, Dallas. Maybe a small restaurant, but the food packs mammoth flavors. The burgers here are American Wagyu beef.
Okay, the Asians.
Tucked between buns, baked fresh daily. Yeah. Dota's signature burger is piled high with cucumber, lettuce, tomato, pickles, onions, jalapeno, and pepper jack cheese. And
then especially
it's
one.
Got a zing to it. You can also get onion rings, regular fries, which are sublime.
I mean the onion rings.
They do a furikake. I don't know what that is.
You just wanted to say it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Can I get a definition, please?
Look it up. F-U-R-I-K-A-K-E.
Furikake. Sounds like furry a category.
Cake. Yeah.
It does. Mm-hmm. That's going to be on a website. Yeah. Hamburgatti's comes in next at number 4, which is off South Sherman.
Hamburgatti.
Doo-doo. Number 3 is JG's Old Fashioned Hamburgers off Greenville Avenue.
Nice.
2, Smokey John's Barbecue.
Yes, my peoples. Ooh.
Mockingbird
Lane. I've heard of that one before.
John Smokey Reeves founded this barbecue spot in 76. Then his sons, Juan and Brent, run it now. They're doing brisket trimmings for the patties, which have an essence of smoke, so you won't forget that. That's what the core is.
That's what I love a good smoke ring on the burger. You slice that thing, you open it up.
Yeah.
You know, just like a rib or a piece of brisket.
Yes.
That's when you know you're in for...
The use of brisket trimmings is so good nowadays.
Yeah.
Just so good.
But number one, the number one Dallas Observer burger in DFW is Bar Sardine. Snyder Plaza, Park Cities. It's a French menu, but the most popular item here is a very stylish burger. They sell about 50 a day. The beef is ground in-house. And instead of smashing the patty, they smash the buns.
I see it.
The patty is topped with cheese in a tall pile of shoestring fries for texture and crunch. Mm. It's then all topped off with a house-made barbecue tinted aioli.
Yes, please.
It's looking like a win.
Yeah.
I mean, you're selling only 50 a day.
That I think Matt Pittman at Meat Church was doing like a smash burgers where he's also smashing the buns.
Yeah.
Forget what he called them.
Interesting.
Smash bun burger or something like that.
I saw.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I saw Bradley Robinson who does
a little
stuff.
Late.
Oh, sorry. Bradley Robinson did stuff with, he did a Cubano with a smash burger. Oh, so he did it with ham on the burger. And then smashed it like a Cuban sandwich.
I'm here for that.
We have Joseph Hoyt Morning News coming up at 3 o'clock. Where are we going next, Eric?
Walchuk left us a good 4.5 minutes for some news bag.
No, I'm sorry.
We'll get to all of it next of the day.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep. It's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Oh, thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan Chief. Take it away.
Yes, sir. Live at the news desk right after this.
You're rolling with the News Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Okay, we get the Game 6 opportunity tonight in San Antonio. Our very own Jason Ripple, big-time Tolos, working in Austin this week, and he bounced over to San Antonio. He's going to soak in a little Wemby action. Get in the building for $175.
It's not bad at all. Can you imagine a Knicks fan what they would do with those prices?
Yeah, dude, the get-in prices for the finals are over $3,000.
Gosh, it's a party.
At MSG.
Just buy them up.
It's insane to go watch Wemby, who's certainly going to have a different level of, I would imagine, dominance tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think there's going to be Knick fans that buy up, whether it's San Antonio tickets or OKC tickets?
Yes, 100%. They did it with Cleveland.
Knicks fans in OKC, yeah. Knicks fans in up. San Antonio.
Yes. Yeah. They show up. They took over game four in Cleveland during the sweep. It was basically like a Knicks home game.
I mean, it's
a little bit closer travel, right?
It's tougher geographically. It's tougher, you know, obviously to get into OKC. How many Knicks fans are floating around the
Lucius
the
talks
OKC
about
area.
The Knicks a lot, so I assume Lucius is
that's the same question I had.
Yeah,
because are you going to the middle of the country?
Well, I was thinking, Knicks fans. If the Knicks show up, Lucius, either trip as you're a Knicks fan though, right?
Well, half of my family is, one half of my family is from Queens, New York, Jamaica, Queens, to be exact.
What I would say then, like as a fan, man, showing up at Oklahoma City or showing up in San Antonio, that'd be worth it.
Well,
man.
And it might be cheaper to travel and then buy a ticket to one of those games. I mean, I remember during, which was weird, in 2011 when my buddy Jared and I, we bought tickets to go to St. Louis for game 6 of that World Series. It was cheaper than the tickets here. Because it was like our second straight year going.
Right. Wasn't that one of those weird deals where you had to like turn around?
It was a terrible experience. The game got rained out. It should never have been rained out.
That's right.
Then he was starting a new job at AT&T, so we had to turn around, just drive right back. And then what ended up happened.
Yeah,
but it's
probably better off you weren't there.
Yeah, or it was maybe a terrible sports moment.
Was that about an 11-hour drive?
Yes.
It's just an
all-time wasted trip.
It was the worst.
That's amazing. Well, you're going to have Jalen Williams listed as questionable with the hamstring. You have A.J. Mitchell, who is going to be out. So for Thunder fans who are hoping to see some Jalen Williams, he is questionable, so maybe they'll get him an opportunity to go in there and play. And you've had some guys step up in his absence, of course, Jared McCain, but it seems like the old adage of the role players play better at home. You know, I don't know that you can imagine that Jared McCain and some of those backup dudes are going to be able to step in there and play on the road the way they did the other night.
I think the ticket price shows that maybe San Antonio fans aren't super believing, right? They might have a little bit of doubt, but that doubt is going to reach epic decibels when the game tips off, especially if they start hot. You know, I think the home crowd, the role players, it all goes into, you know, believing San Antonio will win tonight. But let me ask you this. Doesn't it just feel like whoever shoots the better three-point percentage is going to win?
I mean, that's, yeah.
Has
that's,
been that kind of series.
Well, it's
giving up on San Antonio's bench.
That league.
It's that kind of league
You're
now.
Right.
I mean, that is.
It's make or miss league.
That's a lot of what it is. That's why you see Boston, who's been so committed with Joe Mazzulla to the 3-point line. Just,
sure.
We want to take 43s in a game. Well, all of a sudden, in 4 out of 7 games, you don't hit the same way that you had been. You can go cold real quick.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's just the kind of league that we're living in right now. And, you know, it is kind of a bummer that's the case. But for sure, you need guys to step up and bang down some shots. Did you see the spread for the game? Do we know who?
I think it's 3.5.
3.5 San Antonio. 3.5 San Antonio to go ahead and extend this series to Game 7. I think we're all, for the most part, hoping for that. I know we have a lot
that
of Thunder
fans. That number's grown, hasn't it? Like, at the beginning of the series, San Antonio, is this the Jalen Williams thing? The injuries, maybe?
Oh, yeah, I definitely.
Is that the injury swing or San Antonio building credibility in the sports books?
Yeah, that's going to be probably a combination of the two there, for sure.
And they're at home. You think they'll put their best foot forward in an elimination type of game? I'm hoping the Spurs extend this to 7. Do you think a lot of OKC fans show up in San Antonio with those prices?
What is
no,
that?
No.
9-hour drive?
I think
10-hour drive?
San Antonio's like legit with the love for their Spurs.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, like I think they buy them up.
Southwest Airlines, I think, if it was me.
But they're obviously available.
But the get-in price of $1.40? Going.
$1.75.
$1.75?
Yeah, that's true.
But the second market stuff, I mean, it's kind of like, you can't really avoid it now. It sucks.
I didn't notice. Wasn't like, oh my gosh, there's a bunch of Thunder fans here in the
no,
first
I haven't
two
either,
San Antonio
to your point,
games.
But just because it's possible, like, we're going to the finals if we win. I don't know if maybe that's more incentives to show up, but you're probably right. The Spurs fans probably hold court.
I just don't know if the organization's been around long enough for there to be fans that have moved out of Oklahoma and ended up in San Antonio enough to create. So it would have to be traveling fans.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Now, we do have.
Especially with these gas prices, bro.
No kidding.
Yeah, right. Gosh, that's
a $300 trip.
Right. Jeez. The Nolan Ryan bloody jersey going down this weekend.
Man, there's a whole article about this on ESPN, just talking about the backstory of how that photo ended up.
It's a
solid read.
I just saw it
it's
pop
long.
Up. And okay,
we're having a blood drive out there too for this thing, I think.
They are having a blood drive, and you can get at the game tomorrow. I guess you'll have an opportunity to get like some red colored beer. So if you want to feel like you're drinking bloody beer, you have that opportunity at Globe Life Field. Which is
maybe like you just spill it all over yourself.
Exciting, yeah. If you don't get the jersey, just take your white Rangers jersey, pour your red beer all over it, and feel like you're playing along.
We're drinking the blood
Ryan
of Nolan.
34 yeah. Got blood all over the front of your jersey.
They better
that's
freaking win.
Sacrilegious, if you ask me.
We're gonna be out there Saturday. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, we are gonna be out there on Saturday, man. Looking
taking
forward
the kids.
To it.
Yeah, well, I'm taking Eliza, not the little one. Oh. Leia's gonna stay with Grandma. But it's going to be Eliza's first game. Last night I was teaching her to say, go Rangers.
You're going to leave early?
She's like, go Rangers. I don't know.
Okay, you got to get some audio of that, won't you?
Go Rangers. Okay, I will. It's cute. It's adorable.
I want to get. How about some audio of her just F-bombing the Rangers as they blow leads in the eighth?
I have had to watch myself a lot around the house, guys.
But
it's
just
been bad.
Throw it past first base like it's no.
Yeah.
Kids start cussing.
Yeah,
kids
cool. Because she's repeating everything that I do and say now. So it's like I've got to watch myself. And Maya has
so is my
scolded
dad.
Me.
They learn that they can't say it by the time they're like 4.
Okay.
You know?
Good.
Well, just be careful as we close it. We close it down here at the news. I'm definitely leaving the game early. I'm going to have all 3 of my kids. Like, there's just no way that's going to last for 9 innings. That's probably by inning number 6, we're
all
packing them up.
What if we try and send them off?
How much to keep you there the whole game?
You and I, we send the wives with the girls to Texas Live. We're like, we'll meet you over there.
No,
game.
We're playing money.
If we're
playing money,
I'll stand tall in the pocket for $150. You want to go $150, I'll stay there for 9 innings.
With the 3 girls?
Crying, you know, frustrated, hammered. You know how kids get.
They do get hammered.
I might do this just for the content.
Cussing like sailors.
Yeah,
maybe it's just Walt Chuck.
They're going to be unruly, man. And just be careful.
Just the parents around, or people around you just like yelling at you. I know.
Watch out for the Boner Bears chocolate that was recalled for containing Viagra.
Boner Bears?
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Broadus is a big fan. Just be careful because you probably didn't
we're
know
the
there
polar
was
bears.
Actual Viagra inside of
whoa.
Those. They weren't supposed to be.
Boner Bears?
Boner Bears. Yeah, it's like a chocolate. Little sexy chocolate.
They got the gummy
chocolate.
Ones, too.
They got the gummy
yeah,
ones?
Yeah, little gummy
okay.
ones, too, man.
Are these at the gas station?
The hair boners?
Yeah.
The hair boners.
Yeah. Delicious.
That's good.
So they had Viagra in them.
Yeah. What do you think was supposed to be in them?
I guess you have to be very like upfront with what is in your product.
Your proprietary brand or blend, or whatever it's called. What is it called?
Proprietary.
Proprietary blend, whatever it's called.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Porky Pig.
Yeah.
Make it out there in Carthage.
Fake Viagra.
Oh, yeah, you're like, wow, there's owner.
Viagra.
We got one down, 3.5 to go. Coming back with Joseph Hoyt, Morning News, talking Cowboys the Fan.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.